living, so I keep on going. It's bigger than me. That's just the day one ambition in me. Real one, yeah.
From the moment I wake up, I start packing all my stuff. Tell the homies, tell the family, I gotta keep on going. From the moment I wake up, I start packing all my stuff.
What's going on, guys? It's Angel Talamantes. And this is the Man on a Mission podcast. And today I'm a little bit fired up about a certain subject that really gets me pumped up. And it's college and how people are saving for their retirement. And just this mindset that people have about money that I started with and that my parents instilled in me. And it at the time, it was a great thing. But now we have to understand how much opportunity there is. And we have to understand that the gurus that are talking about, you know, personal finance really don't let you enjoy the things that, you know, that people love in life. You have to give up everything that you love so that at 65 you might be able to live the life that you've always wanted. And that's just not the right path for me, and I'm sure it's not the right path for a lot of people who would listen to this podcast. So let me paint a picture for you quick. Most people go to high school and get good grades, and then they were told that they need to go to college, and you'll wind up, you know, in somewhere between probably $20,000 and $60,000 in debt, and then you're gonna go get a job that pays you $35,000 or $40,000 a year, and you're going to put money into your 401ks and your IRAs, and you're gonna hope at 35 years down the line that you're going to maybe make $1 million or $2 million, and you'll be able to live on that for the rest of your life from 65 on. And that just sounds like crap. That does not sound like the life that I'm trying to live. It just seems so cookie cutter. It makes it feel so meaningless. And I want to be able to do things that I want to do. I don't want to have to cut coffee out and save $5 a day so that in the next 35 years, I can save 40 grand that might turn into $55,000 with some interest in an IRA. That just doesn't sound appealing to me. So, you know, let's say you're a lucky duck and you could just start off at $70,000 a year. And instead of getting a 3% raise per year, you get, you know, between 5 and 7%, you lucky duck. So, you know, in the next around 10 years or so, you're earning $100,000 a year. And trying to put away as much as you can. Maybe you're putting away $25,000 or $30,000 a year. You know, and at the end of, you know, your 30, 35 years, you're looking at about 1.8 million, maybe 2.5, somewhere in there. And that sounds amazing. But once you calculate that if you don't have anything medically wrong with you, if you count that the business that you work for is successful, if you factor in that maybe your job becomes obsolete, maybe your job gets outsourced, maybe your job doesn't become as important anymore to society, and it gets outsourced for less. If all these things go right, you might have $2 million when you're 65. And that just sounds horrible. That's not the life that most people want to live. Now, instead of worrying about your $5 a day latte from Starbucks and putting that away to make sure that you have an extra $35,000 at the end of 35 years, instead, I want people to focus on income. What if you could find a way to make $5 a day and cover that coffee? It would make your life so much better. You would learn a new skill, and you know, you'd be able to do more things that you'd like to do. What if you could earn even $500 to $1,000 a month at the end? You're looking at an extra $6,000 to $12,000 a year. You could travel more. You could get your coffee. You know, you could, you know, maybe get the car that you want. There's so many other things. You don't have to be a millionaire. I'm striving for a million, 10 million, 100 million. I'm like, you know, this is the Man on a Mission podcast. That's why I named it that, because I'm a man on a mission and I want to achieve those things. I want to, you know, have a ton of wealth so that I can help other people. But, you know, just because, you know, I know you're listening to this podcast to make more money. And even if you had $500 to $1,000 more a month, it could change your life drastically. So I want to really teach you guys on this Man on a Mission podcast how to make just a little bit more money. And if you guys are worried about your income, here's the basis. People put away for a rainy day because they ultimately are afraid that they can't bring in enough income. That's why people save. When you boil it down, that's it. You want to feel financially safe. And people who make a lot of money, who bring in a lot of income, aren't afraid of not having enough money. So in that perspective, that's something that I really want you guys to focus on, is focus much more on income and much less on the budgeting portion. You know, it's very important to budget. You know, that's something that's, you know, that's important, but you don't have to worry about it all that much if you find out how to bring in more money. So I would focus, that's what my focus is on bringing in more money however I can. And the reason I'm willing to spend more money on marketing and I'm willing to spend more money on fun things is because I'm not afraid of the idea that I can't bring in more money. I've learned sales, I've learned marketing, I've learned advertising, I've learned some things on social that'll help me bring in more money passively. And I understand that my budgeting is to, if I want a new car and it costs $500 a month, I'm trying to find a way to make $500 a month, so that recurring, so that that income covers my car. And then I get into real estate and I can make, you know, $1,200 to $1,500 a month. That covers the mortgage of the house that I'm staying in right now. And then I want to go out and eat breakfast every Saturday. So I have a gig on Fiverr that pays me enough to cover, you know, the $250 a month I spend in eating out. So I have all these sources of small passive income that cover the things that I want. And I get to have all those things and not even think twice about it because I have different streams of income covering those things. And that's how I think people in 2017 and beyond should be looking at their budgeting, because there's so many ways to make money. There's Fiverr, there's freelancing, there's starting your own side hustle, there's flipping things on eBay, there's, you know, starting a marketing digital advertising agency. There's so many ways that you can make money even online, and it doesn't have to be that much money to do the things you guys want to do. So that's just another perspective, you know, as opposed to what mom and dad taught you, what your teachers taught you, what accountants are teaching people right now. I'm not trying to put money into something that I don't understand. I don't have a ton of money in my IRA. I honestly do put a little money in there just to kind of play with it. I want to play with Bitcoin and some of the cryptocurrencies, but I really don't understand them, so I'm not going to invest a lot of my time and money in it. What I'm going to invest a lot of time and money in is advertising, marketing for my business, so I can make more income, because that's what I understand. If you guys want to put money into something, you have to understand it. Don't trust Wall Street. Don't trust, yourself with cryptocurrency. If you do that, it's a lot like putting, you know, your investments on red or black at the casino, because you don't really know, you're gambling. But if you can, you know, get yourself to learn a skill or two, you can invest much more of your time and money to things that you know about. So I hope I opened your guys' eyes about your perspective on personal finance and budgeting. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But that's what I wanted to touch on this Saturday morning. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you guys want to connect with me personally, connect with me on Instagram at Angel Telemontis Live. And if you want to hear more podcasts, make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcast or Google Play Music. Until tomorrow, guys, I love you guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you later.